Drew Pearson, the original number 88. Did you know, Kristen, he is the one responsible with Roger Staubach for the Hail Mary pass?
Oh, my goodness.
He is. Drew, how exciting is this next few days going to be for you?
Oh, man, I can't even begin to anticipate the excitement, because the excitement I feel has been unbelievable already to this point. So I'm thinking once I get there and get around other Hall of Famers and start doing all the activities that they got us doing through the 4 or 5 days, I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
Not only have you been waiting through your own career and past that, you've seen so much change now in the NFL, from politics to the pandemic. You know, does it make getting inducted in 2021 that much sweeter?
Yeah, you know, it's doesn't matter when it comes, as long as it comes. You know, I waited a long time and had to deal with the pandemic last year and got snubbed in the centennial class opportunity. And, you know, after that, I didn't even think I'd have a chance. But then 8 months later in August, that would happen in January of, 2020. In August, that same year, I get a call from the Hall. I'm not expecting it. And they say I'm the lone senior nominee. But, you know, guys, you know, once you get in, you're in. It doesn't matter how you get in or how long you wait, because when I was with my class at the Super Bowl before they made the announcement of our class, you know, I'm there with three first ballot guys. I'm there with Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Charles Woodson. You got Al Faneca, you know, a 9-time Pro Bowler, John Lynch, who had been told 7 times that he wasn't good enough. He finally got in on his 8th time. But the class I'm going in, including Tom Flores and Bill Nunn, you know, I mean, once we all got together, I mean, it's like we're all the same, you know, no one's different. No one's different, whether you're a 38-year guy waiting or you waited 5 years for your time. The point is you get there, and that's what it's all about.
This is important not only for you but for the entire Dallas Cowboys organization. How proud are you to represent such an organization?
Oh, man. Well, you'll hear it in part of it in my presentation speech Sunday night after my induction and my acceptance speech. I'm not here a Hall of Famer for the Pro Football Hall of Fame if I'm not a Dallas Cowboy. And I'm not a Dallas Cowboy if the NFL isn't what it has been. You know, the opportunities for guys to be successful. And then, you know, I had an opportunity as an undrafted free agent coming out of Tulsa to sign with Green Bay, Pittsburgh, or Dallas. And I think I made the right choice by signing with the Cowboys. Not to say those franchises aren't storied, and I might have had success there as well. But I know with the system and the way Coach Landry's system was set up and the other players I got to play around, had a Hall of Fame quarterback, guys, I played with for 8 seasons. I mean, how many guys get that opportunity? How many receivers get that opportunity to play with a quarterback like that during their career? And then Danny White comes in, and he doesn't miss a beat. So it's all about what I was able to accomplish with the Cowboys, and everything I accomplished with the Cowboys was all about the organization I played for, the coach I played for, and the other players I played with.
Absolutely. I mean, you earned respect on so many levels as a player, as a coach, now as a mentor as well, and definitely someone who is someone to be looked up to. When you speak to the young guys now and hear the differences and maybe some of the similarities of what the players go through today, what is your biggest challenge to make them understand moving forward?
I think... If I had to try to get them to listen to me, first of all, the biggest challenge is to try to get in front of them. That's the biggest challenge. But if I have opportunity, and I have opportunity, you know, I don't get around the current players very much. I haven't since I retired. Even when I was in the TV business and work, you know, getting interviews, I everything was based on me not having to go into the locker room, you know, because I just didn't want to chase players for interviews. But I do get a lot of opportunities to talk to high school kids, college kids. I have two grandsons that are playing college football. I'm talking to their university teams. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico a couple weeks ago. I talked to two high schools there on behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And guys, the message I try to tell them is when they look at me, don't judge me by being a Pro Football Hall of Famer. You know, judge me how I got to that point. You know, judge me by the journey. You know, don't honor the man, honor the mission. And that's what I want them to understand. You know, to get to that level, you have to deal with adversity. You have to deal with challenges. And hopefully you use that adversity and challenge as a stepping stone to the next thing you got to deal with. And so I just want to make sure they understand the road to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, is even though you get a gold jacket and everything, the road to the Pro Football Hall of Fame is not paved with gold. All right, there's a lot of bumps and bruises and things, and aches and pains and things you're going to go through along the way. And if you go through those things, you own them because they're all part of your journey.
What's it going to be like going back to Canton, going to see the Hall of Fame and see your own bust in there, your story in the Hall of Fame? What's it going to be like for you?
It's going to freak me out, to tell you the truth. You know, I've been to the Hall of Fame when other Cowboys have been inducted, and latest when Gil Brandt got inducted. But I made it a point to never go inside the museum to look at the bust. I said, I'm not going to go in there until mine is in there. And now I'm going to go since mine will be in there. And guys, mine will be the most distinctive bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame simply because I have the biggest afro on my bust in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I had to make sure that Scott Myers, who does the bust, he's down in Granbury, Texas. He's done 25 Hall of Fame busts. And I had to go critique it and make sure it was right. But I had to make sure that afro was,
it was tight.
And he had it there. And I asked him, Scott, how big is it? He said, it's 19 inches. I said, can't we go any bigger? He said, no. He said, the Hall of Fame has a limit on how big you can have. You got to have room for the other bus.
Yeah, there's only so much bronze in the world.
That's right. And so my bus will definitely have an afro on it. And that's how I played. That's what I'm known for back in the day. And you put my bust in there now, the way I look now with a bald head, I look like everybody else in the Hall of Fame. I'll be a little distinctive with my afro.
I love that. Well, we can't wait to see it as well. I just wanted to ask you one last thing. I know you got to run to the airport, but you have been known to have an incredible support system with you through this entire journey. How much partying is already planned and maybe not planned? Because I can imagine all of your team base is just super excited to celebrate this with you.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, we're going to have the best party in Canton. There's no question about that after my celebration. Because everybody will be there and there'll be nowhere else to go after the celebration. So I guess all the Hall of Famers and all the Cowboys that will be in town and fans and family. Friends will all be at my party, but my party is going to be on the road. I'm going to have a party here in Dallas. I'm going to have a party in New Jersey for my home folks back there.
Yes.
So I'm going to take this Hall of Fame party on the road.
Absolutely.
And I might even bid out, you know, tickets for it, like things like that, for the fans to be involved.
Hey, why
not?
I'm going to
celebrate, and I want everybody to be a part of it. And the people that can't come to Canton, because it's a tough venture, it's very expensive. Ordeal to go up there and be part of this experience. And so a lot of people can't. So even when I send out invitations, I didn't expect people to be there. When I send out invitations to the people I send it out to, I just wanted them to know that they were part of my journey.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to have a party in Jersey for those folks that can't make it to Canton and right here in Dallas. You know, for the same thing. So get your popcorn ready, guys.
Yes, we're celebrating
that,
in spirit.
We're going to have a celebration.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.